I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I rock and roll and roll and rock. I got 10s, got 20s, got 50 blocks. I got smoke in the back, coke for sale. So much coke, got coke in jail. In the right Rolls Royce with my man Pharrell. This little nigga got beats too fresh to be stale.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast with your hosts Rod and
Karen.
And we're back for another episode, a feedback episode, Saturday after we get the car inspected edition.
Yes, sir.
And we are officially in the building.
Yes, we are.
I got Karen in the building. I got me in the building. Okay, that's all the people in the building right now.
I hope so.
But of course, if you're listening to this show, then you know you can find us by searching for The Black Guy Who Tips on Facebook, iTunes, and Podomatic. Join our Facebook group. We're at 1,930 people. Let's go ahead and see if we can get to 2,000. Spread the word. Tell your family and friends on Facebook. Make them join us and join the ratchetness. And let's stop these swords. You can also go to theblackguywhotips.com where you can join our forums with your Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
You can also read our blog there. You can even listen to all the episodes streaming right from the page on our website. And like I said, read the blog. You can donate to the show there.
Yes, you can.
You can do a one-time donation or recurring donation.
Yes, sir.
All donations are appreciated, and they all go towards making the podcast better.
Yes.
You know, hopefully in the next few weeks we'll get some big-time things going with some of these guests and, you know, really get you guys, show you that your money's working.
Yes, yes. And guys, please continue to donate. We want to do things like get a soundboard and things like that. So we thank you for all your donation and your time, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So we appreciate all that. Of course, the official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And now when we're doing a feedback show, that pretty much means that you got into contact with us somehow. But how do you do that? For those of y'all who are like, I would love to talk to Ron and Karen, but I just can't find a way. Well, if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there. I'm at Rod and Ms. Prime.
I'm Say Dat Again, Dat as in D-A-T.
And, of course, you can always email the show, theblackguywhotips@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Got a lot of emails this week. You can leave us a voicemail. We only got one voicemail this week. I was a little surprised.
Yes.
But you can call the show 704-557-0186. Leave us a voicemail.
Yes.
We will play those at the end of our feedback shows.
Yes, and we love to hear your voices, guys.
Leave us an iTunes review. Any review that is 5 stars will be read regardless of content.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if it's racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Kobe Bryant. Maybe I won't read Go Duke. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if somebody put Duke, you know, Duke is the greatest team of all time in there.
And put 5 stars.
And 5 stars, I would have to read it. That's a good point.
Yep.
I did not think this through. But, you know, of course, we're going to do all that feedback. But first things first, let's give the props to the people who went the extra mile, donated to the show to make sure that this bad boy can stay on the air and make sure that we're able to pay for shit like bandwidth and
yes.
Podomatic subscriptions and phone numbers on Skype. Yeah, that shit ain't free.
No, it's
voicemail
not.
Voicemail lines.
That shit ain't free either. Yes.
Exploring into getting the soundboard popping. You know, things like that you guys, it's all behind the scenes.
Yes.
But, you know, somebody got to pay for the blackguywhotips.com. And, you know, I ain't made of money, so anybody that's helping out, you guys are the people who are keeping the shit on the air.
Yes.
And continue to spread the word. Spread it to your rich friends.
Yes.
You know, if you find yourself at a cocktail party, and Bruce Wayne is there, maybe you tell him about the podcast,
yes.
Okay?
Yes, and tell your friends with the nice fancy cars so they can listen on Stitcher. So those of you out there listening on Stitcher Radio, favorite us.
Yeah, favorite us and add us to your favorite list and let people know that you like listening to our show.
Yes.
Okay, so let me thank first Byron. Thank you so much for your donations. Very generous.
Thank you.
And it's you just keeping us on the air, brother. And I sincerely appreciate the donation.
We do. Thank you.
I would also like to send out a shout out to LaShonda.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also known as soon to be Doctor.
Yes.
And she says, although I don't comment as much, because you can leave a message with these donations if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. She says, although I don't comment as much as I used to due to work and dissertation work picking up, I still enjoy the Eppies. Keep them coming. And she says Eppies because that ODE and S, you know, because episodes, that's too much work for a doctor.
No, they do shorthand only.
Yeah, and y'all wonder why doctors, you can't read their prescription notes. That's why. Mm-hmm. They ain't got time for these words.
What? No.
They don't write penicillin. They just write penicill, and that's it.
All right, pen.
Yeah, pen. You're like, what do you want, an EpiPen? Of course, I walk less, my brother. Thank you for the donation.
Thank you.
And, you know, hey, don't be a stranger, man. If you don't ever forget to keep writing us if you want to, man.
Yeah, keep calling in and hitting us up. We're here for the people.
We miss your handicapable antics, my
brother.
We
do.
But, you know, thank you for listening. Thank you for donating.
Yes.
Laura Q from LaPunk Noir, who we were supposed to have on last Sunday, but we had a timing mix up.
Yes.
We should be having him back the 22nd.
Yes.
That's right. I make plans into the future.
In advance.
So we should be having him back the 22nd, and he actually left us a donation.
Thank you.
And I hope he doesn't feel like this is like to make up for missing the show or something. Like, no, man, it's cool.
Yeah,
shit happens all the time.
Yeah.
But you know, as a fan just donating, we really do appreciate that.
Yes,
man.
We do.
And we got a lot of questions for you, man. We got a lot of listener questions.
Yes, we do.
So that might be a pretty long show, actually. and of course, Damien made a recurring monthly donation.
And we thank you.
A payment, if you will.
Yes, yes.
And those are my favorite kind of donations, because that's like showing that you're going to be there. It's like child support. You know, I'm going to be here for you on the 1st and 15th.
Yes. They here to support us, no matter what.
So thank you, Damien, man. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
And Jamie, the Zoom, the dude that I know from Wing Night. And that crew of folks.
Cool.
A real person I know in real life donated to the podcast.
Cool, they still listen. I thought all of them dropped off.
Well, Jamie is black, so maybe he can take the unbearable blackness. Some of my Republican white friends, I'm pretty sure they don't like this podcast.
No.
But, yo, he said keep the podcast coming. Peace. So, thank you, Zoom. We appreciate it, man. Oh, wow. So, that was a lot of donations this week, man.
And yes, thank you. We gonna be able to do some big things, y'all.
Yeah,
thank
I was
you.
Getting worried that nobody cared anymore. I was gonna just fold up the podcast and put a knapsack on my back like the end of the Incredible Hulk TV show.
And put your thumb out?
Yeah, go hitchhiking. All right, man. Let's do, what do you want, iTunes reviews first, or you want to do Facebook comments?
Let's do iTunes first.
All right. iTunes. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
We got 3 new reviews.
Yes.
Way to Go, 5 stars by Walter Crawford.
Yes.
Good job, Rod and Karen. And he capitalized Karen, but not Rod. I see your bias. The duo married couple are a riot. These two go from funny, insightful, to plain ratchet in less than 2 hours.
Woohoo, we cover all spectrums, don't we?
The guests on the show consist of other great podcasters from various shows who also self-promote within each other. It's great to see these two and the Chitlin Circuit get larger with just word of mouth and pushing each other up. Karen has an infectious laugh all her own. Her personality is the fulcrum that moves the wheel. And Rod has a good sense of humor, too. LOL, just messing around. Great show that you have to follow. 5 stars.
Thank you,
Walt. I see you trying to holler at my chick. Watch your back, son. I'm the one that reads those emails, nigga. Prime, 5 stars by ATL Stomp.
Thank you.
So, Rod, you are prime of Bacardi and Coke, not Barcardi. What is Barcardi? No wonder the podcast is so ratchet. Love the podcast and the vibe between you two. Keep it up. Hi, Karen. Love the voice.
Thank you.
But Samantha Jackson can't stand your voice. I'm the only good part of this podcast. What the hell?
Nope.
2 compliments in a row?
Yes, sir. I'm on a roll. Hey.
From Trojan Scooter, for the good times, 5 stars. Good job, Rod and Karen, on the podcast this week. The sex toy discussion with Larry and an Adjective J was hilarious. I'm like Rod. Tipsy sounds girly, plus prime is applicable to a number of situations like getting ready to handle business. You guys going in on healthy school lunches and the healthcare system was funny yet insightful. Keep up the good work. Team Tasers, Team Epic Nap, peace.
Thank you.
Peace to you, Trojan Scooter.
Thank you. And for those of you out there to do the iTunes review, if you're from another country, please hit us up through email or Facebook to let us know so we can reach your 5-star reviews also.
Please do. Alright, so we've done the iTunes reviews. We got emails, Facebook comments, and we also have, you know, the polls on the site. You know, we got a bunch of stuff. What do you want to do next, buddy?
Facebook.
Alright. Let's go to the Facebook page, Robin. Alright. We had a few episodes this week. I believe the first one was Angry Birds of a Feather, which was about listener feedback, and Marshall was telling us about how his girl hangs out with some cuckoos.
Yes.
And he needed to get that stopped immediately.
Please do.
And he hit me on Twitter and told me that's been, he stopped that already.
I'm glad.
So let's see what we have on here. On the episode 161, Prime, Montoya's writes in, haven't heard the show yet, but this pic of Hot Rod, had this one before the movie, took me back, Jack, because it's a picture of Hot Rod opening up the Matrix. Well, ooh. Actually, he was Roderick's Prime at the time, but you know, I feel him. Of course, we were on Mr. Span's podcast.
Yes, sir.
Episode 7, My President is a Southside Chicago Gangster.
Yes, check that out, guys.
So, make sure y'all check that out. It's a link right to it on the Facebook page. We also talked about Common going to the White House, and we got a lot of good discourse about that. A bunch of people commented about it. We also had another one with Nas. We've discussed him winning an Emmy, and you know, a lot of people had stuff to say about that. 162, no snack machines for kids. LaShonda writes in, preach about kids and school. My oldest is starting to develop serious lactose intolerance because all they feed them at school is pizza.
Wow.
Have the nerve to have ice cream as a dessert offering, not the little rinky-dink cups like we were used to, stuff that looks like it came from the ice cream man's truck. Then get mad when the kids want to act like they are hyped up off of sugar during class.
Say that again.
Duh. You gave them access to ice cream, and what kid won't take advantage of that?
That's right.
There are so many kids who are overweight in this country that is truly frightening. And we aren't talking about baby fat that melts away once you get active or hormones kick in. I'm talking kids who look like they are a serious risk for cardiovascular disease by the time they're 20. I'm mad at the 911 idiot. Because we had a guy who called 911 because he was breaking in a place.
Yeah.
And he tried to distract the police by saying there was a break-in up the street.
Yeah.
And of course they saw right through that. I'm mad at the 911 idiot though. Just dumb. I never thought about Mexican infiltration though. That's a little frightening now that you mention it. Because I brought up the fact that these Republicans need to chill on these Mexicans because pretty much we've already armed them and put them in every place that they could possibly get to us. They're already manicuring your lawns. They're already, you know, they got machines. They can just take over like that.
Edge clippers. I mean, come on.
One word and bam, we all dead. So people need to chill out. Stop being so mean.
Now that you learn Spanish. So when the code word comes out, at least you know your ass needs to run.
And LaShonda also said she bought a couple audio plays on Shadow Dog Productions. So I appreciate her doing that, man, because that's always big to support podcast when you do that. It shows that you got some type of support for the people who support us.
Yes.
Enrique Richard Black says, number 161 was stupid, Rodimus. I was in tears. I have never heard a grown man say he was tipsy before, shaking my head. Buzz, yeah, tipsy, no bueno. Certainly that word would have a female tense in Spanish. I bet it has a lot in front of it too. LOL. I'm gonna start saying Prime now though. A lot of people like Prime. Yes, a few people tried to fight against it, but Prime is, I think I'm sticking with it. I was Prime last night off that Bacardi and rum.
Yeah.
And so basically that's pretty much it for the Facebook page comments, and you know, like once again, thanks to everybody who did right into the Facebook page. Now, what do you want to do next? The polls or the email?
We can do the polls. And also, what was it last week? Me and Rob was both on Chris Shows from Insanity Report.
Yeah, we were on Mr. Player Haters Podcast, too.
Yes.
We were doing some podcasts.
Yes, so check out their most recent shows.
Alright. So, let's go to the polls here. Of course, we had the Angry Birds of a Feather episode where we talked about different things. The poll for this show was, if your girl kicks it with ratchet chicks, is she ratchet too? And we had 73% of people say, yes, birds of a feather, dot, dot, dot.
Flock together.
That's right. You finished that thought.
Yes.
And then we had four no's that said, no, she could be the one who is different. So I would say that is people who are ratchet chicks who are trying to trick these people.
Yes.
And Montel left a comment. He said, ratchet girls always have that one that they use for rides and shit like that. Guys do the same thing. Somebody in the crew has to be more sane or not as crazy as the rest. No, my brother. See, that is a trick. What they are doing is being the sanest in a group of ratchery. You understand? So this is a trick. You think that by comparing, it's like when an average looking chick goes to the club and she only hangs out with fat girls. And then you'd be like, damn, she fine. But that's because she is surrounded by a bunch of trolls. Now, if she got away from them, you know, not that all fat women are trolls. That's actually a bad example. Ugly women, period.
Yeah, just ugly women.
Yeah, because there's some fat women that be looking good. Holla at me, Jill Scott. But like, say she goes to the club with chicks that, you know, a couple chicks that she know is not up to par. You know, she be sabotaging them when they go out. Like, girl, you don't need to. You put on something that shows your muffin top. That's what we got going on tonight. Girl, you don't need to do your hair. Just roll out there natural. And then you roll out there, and then she's looking better than them, sabotaging her friends.
That's true.
Well, that's kind of how the less ratchet chicks do it when they're hanging out in a group of ratchetness. They just be like, oh no, that was Brittany that popped the bottle over that girl's head, not me. I would never do that. I just cut her a little bit. You see? And you go, oh, she's a good one. Man. It's a trick.
Y'all crazy.
It's a trick, brother. Watch your back. Of course, we also did episode Prime, and we talked to a couple guys, Adjective J and Larian, and we talked about crazy love.
Yes.
People always talk about chicks who are crazy, dudes who are crazy, I guess, too. I've never heard that stereotype about dudes, though. That they like to make love very well.
Yes.
And I said, I'll just take sane and medium love. So you don't have to get too crazy on me, and I will just take the regular medium love. And we had this poll had 33% that said they like their love crazy and hard.
Something wrong with y'all. I'm sorry. Crazy get you stabbed while making love. No, thank you.
Love.
Will stab you while we're making love.
Crazy love. I of course, more people agree with me, which is, hey, sane and medium, 67% said, give me that sane, medium love. Montel says, now this is the same guy who spoke on the first one. He says, the loving has got to be crazy and hard. Now see, doesn't this make more sense? That he was, one of them might not be ratchet. My favorite girlfriend would have me take her randomly in the park, and she was not quiet. Back in the shack, she would let me do whatever I want so long as I would do what she says and put my loving on her face because she was nasty like that.
Oh.
Only reason I'm not with her is because she lives in Australia and I'm back in Seattle. Sigh.
Well, you know what? I have some disappointing news for you. You crazy too. I'm sorry. Y'all were made for each other. That makes no sense.
Oh, man.
That's why you loved her so much. I ain't nothing you love now. Love who you want to.
Oh, man. Just a bunch of crazy kids.
Yes.
And then we had another episode. We talked about, you know, should kids have snack machines in school? And so the poll was, should schools have snack machines for kids? And 42%, which I'm surprised that I think that's kind of a high number, said yes. Let them eat cake.
These should be overweight adults then.
Well, even I'm an overweight adult, and I know that that's not good.
No. They just don't give a damn about the kids.
Yeah, maybe they don't have kids. They're like, hey, my kids, fuck them little motherfuckers. And 58% said, no, kids can't handle that sort of responsibility. So I would like to hear the reasoning for it. And of course, Montel who is really on his opposite ground today, responded to this poll. He said, if we can handle it, they can handle it. So what if it isn't in school? There is, now, you know what else I just thought about too? A lot of these people don't realize that it's worse now
than it used to be.
That I just thought about that. We didn't have a bunch of snack machines in my school when I was there.
We had like 2-3 in a whole building.
Yeah, it might be a generation thing. Yeah, I didn't think about this.
They got machines everywhere now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so because it's a source of revenue. Like now, there's not like a teacher's lounge you have to sneak into to get some food or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just straight up out there in the cafeteria sometimes. Anyway, so what if it isn't in school? There's always a gas station or Walgreens around the corner they can roll to. If not, that's what we used to do. At least if it's in school, it's a controlled environment and the profits go back into the school. Plus, the school can provide healthy alternatives in the machines that maybe some kids hadn't considered. You can have some Nutri-Grain bars in the candy bars, with the candy bars, maybe even at a cheaper price.
Well, I'm here to tell you this. I was a kid. I like sugar. Fuck Nutri-Grain bars.
Right.
That's the decision that kids make. And I think a lot of people forget how it was when they were children. Children just do not make smart, rational decisions when it comes to their eating habits. I'm sorry.
Right. And then the other thing is, like, even if you said, well, we used to have to sneak to the store and stuff. Good. That means it was an extra step, a little more difficult than just condoning it and putting it out there and just saying, go get a motherfucking candy bar in the middle of the cafeteria. Like, one of them is I got a plan to figure out how to get it, which might keep you off of them as much. If I were just, it's like saying, why not sell crack in the school if the profits go back to the actual, to the school? It's like, well, some things we got to draw a line at. If we're going to admit that Michelle Obama's right and that, you know, there's not, moderation isn't taking place here, so these foods that just aren't good for you are being sold in the school, if we're going to admit that she's right, that these aren't nutritional foods, maybe we should just back off. I could see if you had a snack machine of nothing but Nutri-Grain bars and healthy alternatives, maybe then I wouldn't be so, you know, against it. But that's not what they're offering. They're offering a bunch of, you know, honey buns and shit. I guarantee the honey buns get sold out and the Nutri-Grain bars stay there.
Of course. Look, I bet you the snack machine man be pissed. You know how they had an expiration date. You probably have to get that shit away because it expired. The kids ain't eating that.
And I mean, those kind of habits are learned, you know? So it's hard to get out of those habits once you become an adult when you haven't really learned those things as a kid.
Yes, and very, very, very few children make smart decisions. And the children that make the smart decisions, a lot of times, and people don't want to admit this, I picked on, I caught weird, what's wrong with you, you know, you're too good for, you know, I mean, for real, because children do shit like that. You know, if I'm smacking on a honey bun and I see you eating a carrot, I might say something to you when I'm 10.
Right.
You know, adults would just leave you alone and say, hey, you just choose to eat healthy. Children don't think like that.
But thank you, Montel, for writing in for all the polls, man. We really do appreciate
it. Keep writing in. We love your comments.
Yeah, definitely, man. I didn't agree with anything you had to say, I did appreciate having the alternate point of view on the show, because sometimes we don't get that.
That's right.
All right. So what do we have left? We have the emails, and I believe we have the voicemails are the only two things left.
Emails.
All right. Let's go to the emails. Let's all go to the emails. Cornell writes in, and he says, yo, because remember we had Scarfing on and his wife Sherry's Joy last week. He says, yo, do not watch that movie Scarfinger was talking about. The Confederate States of America will piss you all the way off.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Well, I will not be watching that. Thank you very much. Because a lot of times Scarfinger does recommend stuff to me that I don't agree with, and I don't get why he does that. And he did emotionally spoil Friday Night Lights for me, so I'm going to take my man's advice, and thank you, Cornell, for telling me not to watch that. Adukan, I guess is how you pronounce it, a.k.a. Osiris Huru. Man, this brother is black. This is like a Black Panther name or some shit.
She ain't got no piss, no piss marks.
Black fist?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, he definitely wrote this with one of them black fist picks in his hair.
Yes, he did. His afro puffed out.
Anyway, it says, greeting and salutations to the African American whom gives gratuities. This email is being sent due to issues of posting iTunes reviews. You may remember my post under the name Osiris Huru. The comment, voila, in view of humble vaudevillian veteran cast vicariously, which was from V from Vendetta, it made my day for you to read it on your show a few weeks back. I'm a relatively new fan of the show, approximately 4 months. Can you imagine? 4 months is new for us.
Wow.
Like, I remember when 4 months was all this show had.
Yes, plus 4 months worth of episodes.
Now it's like, I can't even catch up, man. Four months. I just got in. Anyway, I enjoy a wide array of topics on social commentary, such as ratchetness, ignorance, gaming, weapons, the sword must be stopped, long live the taser. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly, Osiris Hulu. Strategic naps.
Thank you.
And delicious cheese. Don't tell the pigment challenge, but some black people love cheese too. Yes, yeah, of course some black people love cheese. But not as much as those white people love cheese. Oh my God.
Yes, I passed Chick-fil-A today and they was jumping.
Try going to a white party without cheese. Tell me about
and
it.
And crackers,
okay?
You might have some issues.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen them eat cheese straight off the cheese bun. It's like, oh, I don't want the bread, just the cheese.
Yes.
Let's see. He also said, this is a response to episode 158 about Chewbacca and what he really says. I'm a speaker of Wookiee speak. He is not ratchet. He is, in fact, a sophisticated being of great strength and loyalty. As technologically savvy as the brightest academy graduate, a bad mofo like Shaft Poonhound, the next... what? So apparently, Chewbacca be getting pussy and he's brilliant.
Chewbacca!
It says, the next time you watch the films where he is around any females, he says things like, I think that's how you pronounce that. That is not how it sounds when I hear it. It sounds more like, all the time. And he said, what that means is, who was that Wookiee I saw you with last night? And Aga Yamawa, which probably sounds like, that's how it sounds to me. I do not want an in-home demonstration. Hu-a-ma-mum-wa. I think that was pretty close. Yeah. Can I buy you a drink? In addition, Yag Rag Ragwa Mua Hua Hua. Yag Ragwa Hua Hua. How did you give your fur that shine? He actually had relatives visit Earth, i.e. Bigfoot, and he told me Auha Kakaru Rahura Au Kwa Anru Wahu Wahu, which means Captain Negro is my hero, gonna grill that pizza down to zero. keep up the good work. I'll keep spreading the good news and about the black person who tips, and tell everyone whom I know to download the show. And he also included I've included two links to put into the feed and or post, and Obama is the biggest boss that you've seen thus far, because it's just another day in the life for the goddamn balls. And he put some links to like some stun gun and taser stuff. So I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
That was a great email.
Yeah.
I hope my Wookiee speak did not insult too many people. DH writes in, while I'm out here on these internet streets, thanks for that one, Rod. I keep hearing something and I realize it's something that you said a few times. Crazy loves hard.
Yes.
Of course, when I've heard it other times, it's been from women and only from women who say that I love hard. Wait, that when I love hard. Oh yeah, I have heard women say that before. When I love hard. And I always get scared.
Mm-hmm, kind of run.
So he says, so I'm wondering, are these code words for that women use to let folks know up front that they are batshit crazy?
Yes, it is. Pay attention.
And if you stick your penis in her, she's liable to do some crazy shit if she has an episode.
Yes.
And that episode could be anything from a chipped fingernail and that dude that doesn't understand how emotional that shit can be, or finding out her man was a saw a chick drive past in her car at 50 miles per hour and he noticed. Let us know, because I'm starting to have sirens go off in my head and imagine the crazy patrol looking for these chicks when I hear that shit. And tell Rod I'm going to keep emailing and listening to old shows. When I listen faithfully.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Crazy listens hard, too.
Yes, and I think for a lot of dudes, when women talk, I don't mean no, not trying to be funny, dudes tune women the hell out, and they think women talk just to talk. But y'all better pay these crazy bitches attention. They be dropping clues. You be like, yeah, yeah, bitch, I just want some pussy. No, pay attention.
What? I'm sorry, I was looking at your titties. I didn't hear what you said. But yes, I do think that a lot of these dudes, you know, they just thinking with their dick. Like I said, your dick is not your best friend. That shit will betray you.
Yes, it
but,
is.
But there's the funniest thing is when you realize that you're with a crazy chick, I guarantee you will do the Kaiser Sose moment from, what's his name, Usual Suspects, where you'll do a montage in your brain of all the crazy shit you should have noticed.
Yes.
You know, and it'll just replay in slow motion as she's, like, picking up that knife, or you go, wait a minute, she did say, my ex-boyfriend had the restraining order, ha, 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 or, you know, just other, you know, and I'll cut your dick off, ha, 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 I'm just playing, just serious, though. Yes, I will do it. Go to sleep. You know, that kind of shit. That,
she did say she did poison her last name.
Right. These are all things that, you know, guys fall for all the time. So, you know, be careful. He also writes in, this time is actually serious. I gave you guests a 5-star rating on iTunes, but I haven't been able to figure out how to give you a 5-star review. Oh, gave you guys a 5-star rating on iTunes, but he couldn't figure out how to give us a 5-star review. I enjoy the hell out of your podcast, and it helps me get through the day at work, so I don't have to listen to damn rock or country. The white folks don't really get why I keep earbuds in. They say stuff like, you can change the station if you want. Nigga,
yeah,
please.
Right.
How long do you think I'm going to be able to listen to hip-hop, R&B, or even jazz?
Say that again.
I don't even want to listen to music all the time. I just want something to keep me from getting bored. So hook me up. Don't make me have to try hard to figure this review stuff out. I know I'm the incognito most of the time, but I still like to support my people. Oh yeah, I just started listening to Scarcasm Live. I was kind of doubting what you were saying about them arguing all the time. You ain't never lied. That shit is funny as hell to listen to. Nerds in love cussing each other out. they should change the name of the show to that.
Yes.
Nerds in love cussing each other out. I like that. I'm going to stay up with them on these internet streets. Peace, incognito. First of all, man, I don't know why sometimes it won't let people submit reviews. Sometimes it takes a long time before it goes. Make sure that you're not saying anything, too ratchet. Like, they don't allow cursing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't even think they let you type the word vagina. Also, make sure that you're submitting it from the United States as your home country. Because if you're not, then it won't show up when you go check your iTunes if it's in the United States.
Yes.
But, yeah, man. That Scarcasm Live, man, that's one of my favorite shows.
It's the best, man.
And I listen more for Sherry and Scar arguing this shit than I do for the actual other stuff. He writes in again.
On the road.
I'm listening to episode 157 right now. I was listening when I sent that last one too. I just heard the voicemail from People's Credit. Now I'm heated. I hadn't ever thought about it, but what's this birth certificate about? I've never thought about what this birth certificate shit is. But the truth is, we all know. Niggas, show me your papers. He has to prove that he's free to be voted in as a president, free to be considered as an actual citizen, free to be able to say he has the credentials to do the job. I guess now we're all gonna have to start carrying our birth certificates. Oh no, we don't. I forgot. Racism don't exist in America, KKK, no anymore. Stay in the incognito. Man, he was hot that last one, huh?
Yes.
Man. I didn't appreciate that time either, but
me either.
It's funny listening to him get mad about something that happened like a month ago now.
Yes. Well, we don't mind.
No, I'm fine with it. It's just funny.
Yes.
Cause I was hot too.
Yes.
Sup, Rod and Carrie. I was listening to episode 161 where you guys were talking about that state before being drunk. Personally, I stick to feeling nice. That's what he says. I'm feeling nice right now.
Yeah.
I got a little over analytical with your choice of the word prime. Does that mean your Twitter name basically means almost drunk Rod? Well, that would be Prime Rodimus. So you actually, yeah, you got to do some more. Think about it, brother. Not Rodimus almost drunk. That it would mean. See, it would be Rodimus almost drunk. But if you want to say almost drunk Rod, it would be Prime Rod or Prime Rodimus. Anyway, how does that go down? Is this a ploy to get you into the system? College education, corporate job, constantly near drunk status? Yep, sounds like you're about to be inducted. Grab some cheese. Anyway, I've given up sleep so I can listen to all these podcasts y'all on this week. I guess I'll sleep when I'm dead. All right, let me get back to these 50 hours of podcast. Peace.
Cool.
Hey, better to have too much than too little, brother.
I know. 50 hours? We hadn't even did 50 episodes.
Oh, my God. This email is so long. Mudslinger sent one in.
Cool.
Hi, guys. Hope all is well. I just listened to your Oprah's Wedding episode the other day, and it was excellent as expected. Now I'm sitting here with my fiance watching the movie The Women of Brewster's Place.
Aww.
And I'm actually enjoying the black all-star cast highlighting the who's who of black entertainment in the late 80s and early 90s. The cast includes Oprah,
mm-hmm.
Lynn Whitfield, Lorenz Tate, Jackie, Robin Givens, Leon, Cicely Tyson, and even the former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson, just to name a few. But there's only one problem. After hour two, how many? Hour two?
That's a long-ass movie. Yes.
I've never seen this movie.
I seen it years ago. It was a big thing years ago.
Well, it says after hour two, I realized this movie was really fucking depressing.
Yes, it is.
They took all the positive scenes out of the damn movie and left us with nothing but ghetto drama and sadness.
Mm-hmm.
They need to change the name of this movie to The Women of Ratchet's Place.
Ha ha.
But seriously, guys, the movie is a life changer. It literally changed the course of women of Western society history as we know it. And Oprah made it happen. After listening to your podcast and watching the ending of the movie, I came to the conclusion that this movie was a deciding factor that ended the Cold War between the U.S. and Russia. The entire movie is about a wall. Berlin Wall, maybe.
Maybe.
That destroys the socioeconomic stability of the community, and the only way to end the violence is to tear down the wall. I know, it sounds cray-cray, but I'm pretty sure you probably used your black dynamite powers of perception and logic to come to the same conclusion months before me. Let us paint the picture, please. The name of the movie is a dead giveaway. The word brew, which means the process of boiling and fermenting of alcoholic beverages, and Russians are known for their high consumption of alcohol and their fiery tempers. Now it's obvious that the country has experienced internal turmoil from the fermenting since the assassination of the last Tsar Romanov dynasty during the February Revolution. This boiled over into the land grab in Germany post-World War II. The wall is a metaphorical barrier of which knowledge, truth, and understanding cannot penetrate, which left two halves of the same society polarized. The Scottish physicist Sir David Brewster, 1781 to 1868,
in history, ain't we?
Discovered the polarization angle where light cannot penetrate through a barrier. Now keep in mind that the people of Eastern Germany were left in the dark after they lost the war and were in desperate need of assistance. They needed someone to lead them out of the darkness. Who are the light bringers and torch bearers of the world? Karate Karen? The Illuminati. Obviously. 3! And per the dark head of the Illuminati religion is matriarchal. Hence, the women of Brewster's Place. And thanks to Wikipedia, I have solid proof that to substantiate these assertions. The two-part miniseries began advertised in February and aired in March of 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 months later, in November 1989, the Berlin Wall fell. Ergo, Oprah, birth, peace on earth, and was rewarded with all the riches of the land. Think about it, my brother. Think about it and keep up the great podcasting. Sorry for the long email, but the truth must be told. Conspiracy yours, Mudslinger. Holy shit. I can't believe he broke that on our show, Karen. I'm nervous now. The man's gonna come get us. You know what? The man is gonna let that kind of truth just go untapped.
They're
gonna take us off the air.
I hope not.
Oh. I hope he didn't just... I'm going to have to check on him on Twitter, make sure he's still alive.
Yes.
Bill wrote in, "Hey, Rod and Karen, I'm looking for a bit of management advice. I laugh when you guys talk about your micromanagers. I'm not that guy. If you do your job, who cares when you eat or go to the bathroom? We're all adults.
Say that again.
Thank you. Can I work for you, Bill? Are you hiring?
Yes.
Please. I'll do anything other than, like, game favors. I'm straight. But please, man, let me know, man. I will write a Tyler Perry movie for you. The question I have is, if we play foosball in the lunchroom and to brag a little, I'm awesome. So apparently he's really good at foosball. He must have grew up in the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
I resisted playing the guys on my team because I'm not sure if I should give them a cold back of my hand beat down or should I keep the game close, win some, lose some. Love the show, and as soon as I find some eggnog, I'm getting nuked. That's right, baby. Nagasaki bombs, baby. Let's do this, Bill. Me and Bill gonna find eggnog, even though it's like May. We're gonna find eggnog and make them Nagasaki bombs somehow.
You find them. They got recipes out.
I'm not sure they're gonna be good, but what? You know, I was thinking the other day, because I keep anticipating they're gonna be terrible. But what if they're delicious? What if they're delicious, Bill? I know you hear me. Think about it. What if they're delicious? Anyway. I could be rich in a year. Can you even get rich off inventing a shot? I don't think there's any copyright for that shit. Anyway, as far as
selling through the black guy who tips,
as far as whooping up people's asses through at lunch, beating your employees down, I don't see anything wrong with that. Beat them down, fuck them. I don't know. I did once have a friend in college. She grew up in the Boys and Girls Club, and we had a foosball table. She's like, at college, she's like, you want to play some foosball? And I was like, I guess, yeah. And she was whooping my motherfucking ass. That was like, it was like when Mark Griffin was playing bullet ball on that Inventor show, and he whooped everybody's ass, and they was like,
my point.
Now I don't want to buy the game, you know?
Fuck you.
Yeah, they was just mad because they got their ass whooped. I still convinced that there was a $1 million idea, and that they were just bitter. Timothy writes in, hey, y'all. I'm typing this email on my phone at In the Bleacher Style. I'm just praying this doesn't give me arthritis. On the last episode, you talked about the healthcare issue in our country. It reminded me of a girl I volunteered with. She was a grad student, volunteered during the week, and worked as a hostess on the weekends. One weekend, she went water skiing and fell into the water like most people do their first time. The next day, she had a massive headache and went to the hospital. They found out her fall into the water caused trauma to her brain.
Ooh.
She ended up staying in the hospital a week with multiple surgeries. She left $100,000 in debt.
Damn!
And that's on top of her school loans. It's a messed up system that needs to be fixed. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm going to get on my bike and rob this bank before lunch. Bring your sack.
Please do.
I'll be getting exercise and money at the same time. That just gave me a great movie idea. The Tour de France job. 8 cyclists, 3 cities, 9 banks, $100 million, 0 yellow jerseys. I need to holler at Shadow Dog Productions. Peace. See, we're bringing critics and movie makers together.
Yes, we are.
Now, this email from Kari was all in the subject, and nothing in the subject, all in the title. 5 stars, love the show. Got put onto it by your work on The Morning Jones. You guys are hilarious and insightful. My work on The Morning Jones. I don't work there. I just call in. That's not even work. That's fun.
Yes.
You guys are hilarious and insightful. Karen is the best Ratchet Robin one could ask for. Me, KG from DC, and my girlfriend, Afro10, AAHFRO10 on Twitter, love to listen. Well, thank you, KG from DC.
Thank you.
And Karen is a good Ratchet Robin. So, thank you for that part, too.
Thank you.
And I think that might be all the, that's all the emails. We have one voicemail. You ready to play that?
Yes, sir.
Yo, what's up, Rod and Karen? It's Adjutant Jeff. Actually, I was calling because I wanted to correct something and also had a real thought. So, first I'll correct something. People have been asking me about, like, me, quote-unquote, going ghost-stone crazy and how immature that was. I tried the dumpster. Actually, I took it to, like, a favorite restaurant. And, like, you know, I was like, I'm just going to do this very, like, you know, classy. And just be like, well, this is done. So, like, you know, we eat. And then, like, I literally was like, look, I don't think we need to be together anymore. And, like, I cite examples. I have, like, evidence and everything. So I'm thinking, like, if I present it with this much logic, there's nothing she can do about it. Dude, 30 minutes after I walked out of that restaurant, I was still with her, and I didn't know why. And I could not figure out for the life of me how that happened. And I still don't remember it. It was like I started talking, and I was like, we don't need to be together anymore. And then that part of my memory just blacked out. I don't know what happened after that. So I just want to clarify, that's why I was just like, I can't get rid of her. The only thing I can do is go with that ghost. And then when she finally, you know, disappeared and found somebody else, it was like, oh, thank God. So there's that. The weird thought I had was, like, I was eating, like, some chicken that was, like, you know, jerk chicken, which I know this is something that Rod is going to be upset about, but it's not legitimate chicken. It's actually soy boy chicken, so been a ride. But I was eating, like, some mock soy joy chicken that, like, comes with, like, jerk nuggets. And I was thinking about, like, the jerk spice. Like, do you think they called it jerk because the dude who came up with it was actually just a jerk? Where they was like, oh, man, the spice is so good. Like, how do you make this? And he was like, nah, I'm not going to tell you guys. And they're like, what? No, seriously. He's like, no, I'm not sharing this recipe with anyone. And he was the beginning of, like, the cooks who won't tell how to make things. And so everyone just started calling it Dirk Spice because he was a jerk. Anyway, that's everything I got. You guys do an awesome job. But also the show with just you guys alone was great. It was really funny. And that's pretty much it. Peace.
All right, peace, Azure J. First of all, don't you ever call up here eating that delicious chicken and then trying to pretend that that it's real chicken when it's really soy chicken. That is not chicken, nigga. You can't fool me.
I had some real chicken last night. A cow bought me some chicken.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
But yo, that's not real chicken, dog. Stop slandering chicken like that. It's not that kind of, we don't do that kind of stuff on this show.
We eat chicken with fellas.
Yeah, if your chicken was never living as a real animal, if it couldn't cross the road to get to the other side, then that's not real chicken. As far as that jerk chicken thing, that's funny. Yeah, maybe that dude who invented it was just a jerk.
Yes. And crazy will make you change your mind. Like I said, crazy attention span is really short. So yeah, you have to almost go into slavery hiding and hope that somebody else cross your path.
Slavery hiding.
Yeah, you know how the Underground Railroad, how you ducking and hiding and peeking around buildings, hoping somebody else get attention.
Yeah.
And once somebody else get attention, you free then.
Yeah, that's what I had to do that before too. That's very ironic actually.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a good point though about dealing with crazy though, because it's not over till crazy says it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nothing you can do. I mean, like I said, I have tried to break up with somebody that was crazy 2 or 3 times, and we weren't even together. Right. Never even had sex. Nope.
Wow.
But I had to let her know like a couple times, like, hey, you gotta stop doing this. This is fucking crazy. And one time, man, I was actually telling her she had to chill. And I was in class. She ambushed me coming out of my class.
Wow.
Yes. And then she started crying, making me look like the bad guy. Everybody's walking by like, jerk. Seriously, they was looking at me like I was the asshole. She was clearly the one who was in the wrong. It's like, I don't call you, I don't talk to you. I'm on the Underground Crazy Railroad right now,
yeah,
trying to avoid your ass. And now you got everybody in this class looking at me like, Rod's an asshole. Doing that girl wrong.
And then not only that, the thing about crazy, when you break up with crazy, it's a marathon until one of you die. Because after you break up with her, you are on a constant sprint. You can't never slow down, because you slow down too long, she'll spot you. So you got to constantly keep your feet moving and running.
Well, like I said, like you care said, you got to just hope that somebody else catches her attention.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, it's very, crazy's over when crazy's over. You know, it was after 2 or 3 of them breakup speeches, I decided, fuck it, man. I'm just going into hiding. And I was in there like Bin Laden in the cave, dog, watching myself on Al Jazeera and looking at porn. Anyway, it's been another episode of the Black Altus Podcast. Thank you guys for your feedback this week.
Thank you.
Thank you for your donations.
Yes.
You know, please continue to donate. You know, please continue to give us 5-star reviews. Spread the word on Facebook to your friends. Make them join the group. You know, I'm sure people will enjoy it. Tomorrow's guest is gonna be Patrice.
Yes, I think Patrice trying to break records. Ain't she the most recurring guest other than Will and Justin?
She might be. She might be.
And yeah, we don't count them because they've been studio guests.
Yeah, well, she might be. So we're going to get her on tomorrow. Of course, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Rodney McFrime.
I'm Say That Again. That as in D-A-T.
Go to theblackoutist.com. Click on the donate button. Become a recurring donator if you would like to do that. Read our forums. Read our blog post. Clove, thank you so much for responding to all our on our forums.
Yes.
Also, don't forget, call the show, 704-557-0186.
We love to hear your voices, guys.
And email the show, theblackouttips@gmail.com. We respond to those on Saturdays.
Yes.
So, until next time, love you.
You too. Mwah.